The reason why you can never forget the truth, the reason why you can never forget love, is because what created you loves you so much it will never let you forget. Because there is no way you can possibly forget what God has put in your memory. You can deny it, but you can't lose it. You might be busy denying what love is put in your memory. You might be busy denying the truth. You might be busy denying God. That's all right. But you can't lose something just because you denied you have it. You don't lose me just because you denied you know me. Just because we deny the truth, it doesn't mean that it stopped God from reminding us of what we've forgotten. And what we've forgotten is that your mind and who you are is the loveliest of God's creations. We forgot how beautiful we are. Okay. Now this is true. A voice will answer every question you ask, and a vision will correct the perception of everything you see. For you have made invisible, what you have made invisible is the only truth. You've made the truth invisible. You've made the truth invisible. You've made the truth invisible. And what you haven't heard yet is the only answer. The only answer you haven't heard is the only answer. The only answer you haven't heard is the only answer. But your Creator would reunite you with yourself. Your Creator did not abandon you in your distress. You are waiting only for your Creator and don't know it. Your Creator's memory shines in your mind, and your Creator's memory cannot be obliterated. The memory of your Creator is no more past than future. The memory of your Creator is always being, right now. You only have to ask for this memory. Just ask to remember your Creator. Ask to remember love. Ask to remember the truth. Ask to remember your freedom, and you will remember. Ask to remember, and you will remember. But you know what? The memory of God, the memory of all this good stuff we're talking about, it can't shine in a mind that has obliterated the memory and wants to keep it that way. The memory of the truth cannot come into a mind that has obliterated it and wants to keep it obliterated. For the memory of God can be, I love this, the memory of God can dawn, the memory of the truth can dawn only in a mind that chooses to remember. The memory of God can dawn only in a mind that chooses to remember. If you want to remember the truth, you have to choose to remember. Choose to remember. Choose to remember. So how can you tell if you're jabbing or not about choosing to remember the truth that will bring you total happiness? How can you tell if you're jabbing? Well, here it is right here. It says, when you have really chosen to remember the truth, when you have really chosen to be happy again, when you've really chosen to let the Creator be in charge, when you've really chosen for peace, you will have relinquished the insane desire to control reality. You got to let go of your insane desire to control reality. You have to let go of your insane desire to control everything. If you want to remember your power, if you want to remember your abundance, if you want to remember the truth, if you want to remember God, if you want to remember your freedom, we're being told, you have to let go of your insane desire to control everything and everybody. In order for you to be sane, you have to let go of your insane idea about controlling reality. Thank you very much. Because I'm just as much the student as anybody. Take a breath with me. 母丹，let's substitute the word answer and see what happens. You have but to ask for the answer. You will remember the answer when you ask for the answer. But the answer can't shine in a mind that obliterates the answer and wants to keep the answer away. For the answer can dawn only in a mind that chooses to remember the answer. And a mind that has chosen to remember the real answer is a mind that has relinquished the insane desire to control reality. You who cannot even control yourself should hardly aspire to control the universe. Right there in the book. You who cannot even control yourself should hardly aspire, I like that word, hardly aspire to control the universe, and look upon what you've made of it, and you will rejoice that you don't control anything for real.
So does that mean I shouldn't ask for that raise next week?
It means to relinquish the desire to control the situation, which is what you're trying to figure out how to do.
You're right.
It's deep. It's like Cord is saying, the memory of everything that you need to know is already in your mind, but the reason why you don't know it is because you don't choose to know it. Right now, for some reason, you're choosing to obliterate the answer and not know the answer. You don't want to know the answer. And you can tell that you don't want to know the answer because you're still trying to control everything. And as long as you're trying to control everything, you don't know what the answer is, because the answer is you not being in control of it. And let your higher self be in control of it. Then your God self, then truth, then love be in control of it. So you got to relinquish your insane desire to control reality before you remember your power. And he says, in case that seems like it's hard to do, he said, just look at what you've made of it. That's what he says. I know this might sound tough, but just look at what you've done, and you will, you know, kind of want to do it. But then the ego goes, well, I don't know, I think I did a good job. I'm pretty happy with my I think I did a pretty good job. That's cool. Next paragraph. Son of God, be content with nothing. Now this is a powerful sentence. Now you watch this sentence. I'll say it again. Son of God, be not content with nothing. Child of God, don't be content with nothing. And that's just the way we are. We're not really 100% satisfied and content with anything. And he says, child of God, be content with nothing. By definition, anything that discontents you is unreal. Child of God, be content with nothing. In other words, you can't be satisfied with anything less than what you deserve. You cannot be satisfied with less than what you deserve. And that's why you're not satisfied. In whatever area you're not satisfied, it's because you know you deserve more than you've given to yourself. Mm.